Beneath the citadel of Erbil are the famous and once bustling souks and bazaars. Not anymore, though, as the economic crisis is severely damaging the once prosperous Iraqi Kurdistan. The free fall of global oil market has restricted the Kurdish regional government's expenditure. Most of the government employees, close to half of the workforce in the region, have been left unpaid for months now.
The economic crisis will impact everyone negatively, specifically the poor. We haven't been paid in months, while the politicians have met again and again, but they haven't come up with a solution. This crisis was caused by incompetent authorities who have failed to run the affairs. I'm not hopeful they can fix the issue.
As a result of the dwindling income, private businesses have begun to feel the pinch. Economists lay the blame on KRG officials who are refusing to discuss the crisis with the media. Experts say the government's failure to invest in other non-oil sources of income is why things are turning ugly.
More than 90% of national income is solely reliant on oil sale revenues. We have greatly neglected and failed to invest in other sectors like agriculture, manufacturing and tourism. Mismanagement and poor planning by the regional government over the past 20 years can explain this crisis.
For almost 2 years, the KRG has been selling oil without the consent of the central government in Baghdad. This has led the latter to cut off the region's share of the national budget. And Erbil is yet to reconcile with Baghdad, even though its economy is in a dire shape.
Despite attempts by the KRG to reform the terrible economic situation in the region, the continuous drop in oil prices and the long-standing dispute with Baghdad will likely inflate the crisis, which has already harmed many people in the Kurdish region. Ali Moussaoui, Press TV, Erbil.